And the people that are going, something's not right here. Something smells a little fishy. Of course, maybe it's the people like, I haven't showered in 14 days because I haven't had to go anywhere because I can't go anywhere, but it's probably not that. But there is a rift, folks, because the way this stuff has increased, and I'll give you an example. This morning, I always like to watch the local news before I start my show. Just because it's the only time I watch local news, just to kind of get an update of what's going around in my my little area of the world. But the question, there's this question of the day, right? Go to our poll and blah, blah, blah. They want to close grocery stores down now, folks, because people are not obeying the proper social distancing guidelines. So we must shut down the grocery stores and do curbside only. That's right. There was a poll question. Do you support closing grocery stores and doing curbside only delivery? I looked at that and my vocal response, I cannot say it here on the radio, but it just shows you. It just shows you that they're getting desperate. This is a desperation move. Because people, and I said this, and Mike Church, who I'm filling in for here on the Mike Church Show, this is Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief, said it, you cannot. This experiment with trying to keep people and treat them like cattle, as a former radio host on this station said, the bovine, trying to keep us penned up and carted through, it's not going to work for long. It cannot work for long. And so what are they doing? They're ratcheting it up. And we have this in, this is playing out in the public, but I'm also seeing, and I'm sure you've seen it, when you have been watching these press briefings, if you have. This is HEB too. HEB. HEB is now talking about, well, they're limiting to how many people can be in the store, right? When I was complaining about that at Academy, if you were listening to my show, which is on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern every day, how I refuse to stand in line 6 feet apart from somebody else for the privilege of spending my money at your store. I refuse. But The idea here is we're seeing it in public. People are going to parks. People are going out. We have a clip that's somebody shared to me on my Twitter feed at Barrett Brief, B-A-R-R-E-T-T-B-R-I-E-F, that we're going to play later, straight out of Minority Report. But we're also seeing it between Trump and the deep state. This is the most epic fight between Trump and the deep state. I'm going to talk about this article from Axios in a little bit. Scoop, inside the epic fight over the use of hydrochloroquine. Because they know it works and they know it's generic. And you know who's tagged along? Because Emperor Fauci has not signed off on it, even though he praised hydrochloroquine back in 2013 with the SARS epidemic. It was either SARS, I believe it was SARS. Now he's like, oh, this one's not proven. And of course, Twitter is littered, that trash heap that it is, that garbage platform, with articles saying, well, the FDA didn't approve the use of hydrochloroquine for COVID-19. It approved it last week for emergency use, you bunch of morons. But this is the fight. Because you can see Trump's getting antsy. Trump wants this done. Trump knows he got duped. We all got duped. You know, one of the few people who didn't get duped? Mike Church. Mike Church got duped. Didn't get duped. I got duped for about a day or two. But then I came to my senses. Trump got duped because He is the one who is in charge, right? So I can see where Trump took the steps that he did because he's being told this is the end of the world and he needs to act. So he did. But he's looking at this data, and ladies and gentlemen, from world meters, the data is clear that this is not, and of course they're trying to do this again, and I'll talk about this. This is going to be it. The Surgeon General is running around telling people, this is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment. This week is going to be epic in the amount of deaths. Bodies will be littered down the street. Data doesn't back it up. Does not back it up. World meters still posts. All right, there's 1,284,754 cases in the world. These are the way I break these numbers down. Fact over fear here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. 1,284,754 cases in the world. Not in New York, not in California, not in Texas, not in Spain, not in Italy, not in China, even though China's got like 40,000 people who are dead, but that's, we'll talk about that in a minute. Not 1 million people in a country. Not 1 million people, not 1.2 million people in a country. Okay, the state of Rhode Island, not everybody's not dead, because that's about the population of the state of Rhode Island, 1.2 million. That's the world. Out of the 1.2 million people worldwide, 70,000 have died, tragically. It is. It's tragic. I don't want to see people die, even though I'm a Catholic. Memento mori. By the way, blessed start of Holy Week to all my fellow Catholic brothers and sisters there. Unfortunately, we were denied Palm Sunday. And I'm really starting to get agitated with that whole thing. Very, very agitated at this point. But anyway, 70,000 people out of 1.2 million have died. You know how many have recovered? Which they won't tell you. 271,000 people have recovered. So as the number of active cases continues to rise, and I'll put this in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat so you can take a look at it yourself. Free to use, username, password, email, jump on in. As the number of active cases, now we're at 942,703 globally. That's the amount of active cases. 896,000 are mild. 45,000, almost 46,000 are serious or critical. How's that breakdown percentage-wise? 95% to 5%. Hasn't changed. There has not been a spike. And there are some people, exponential growth, Rick, exponential growth. Yes, in hot spots, New York City. Pray for the people in New York City. They're going through it. But as I talked about when it was breaking out in the Wuhan, cities are perfect petri dishes for viruses. It's funny that movies like The Crazies and other zombie movies always take place in a small town, right? Instead of a city where it's a perfect, the only one is 28 Days series, 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later. That one's set in London. That's actually pretty obvious. But New York City's perfect. It's a petri dish. So we have hot spots, New York City, other places, and even the news this morning was trying to say, oh, New York is dropping, but Illinois, Washington, D.C., they're trying to, yes, there's going to be other hot spots that pop up. We have to learn here that we can't shut the entire country down because Chicago has a flare-up. We can't shut the entire country down because Phoenix or Dallas has a flare-up. We have to learn to say, okay, those people, we got to kind of social distance the city of New York from everybody else.